Well, USDA's weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report continues to show a crop that is advancing ahead of the five-year average pace, but one that is still, you know, somewhat concerning as far as crop ratings are concerned. Looking at the crop, as of August 9th, 94% of the nation's corn was in silk. That's versus 93 average. 61% of the crop was in the dough stage versus 55 average. And 16 was in dent versus 12 average. Crop condition ratings, though, we did see conditions remain unchanged for corn at 61% good to excellent. The big drop came in North Dakota. North Dakota saw its corn crop decline by 10% last week, putting it at only 27% good to excellent. We also saw declines in Iowa. That was down 2%. Minnesota was down 4%. And South Dakota dropped by 3%. We did see minor improvements in the crop in Illinois. That was up 1%. Indiana up 2%. And we did see Nebraska improve by 3%. For soybeans, 93% of the crop is now in bloom versus 91 average. 74% is setting pods versus 69 average. And crop ratings for soybeans dropped 1% to 62% good to excellent. And again, North Dakota took the lead as far as crops that showed the big decline. North Dakota soybeans dropped 13% to be now 31% good to excellent. We also saw declines in Iowa. That was down 1%. Minnesota was down 3%. And as far as the improvements, we did see Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio all improved by 1%. And we did see Nebraska improve by 5%. When we look at it as far as sorghum is concerned, conditions dropped 1% to 35% good to excellent. For harvest, winter wheat harvest is now 91% complete. That's equal to the five-year average, while spring wheat harvest was 9% above expectations, coming in at 24% complete versus 19 average. That might be an indication of just how the crop is. Conditions for spring wheat took a big drop last week as well, dropping 4%. To 51% good to excellent. Every state except Idaho saw declines of the major producing states. Idaho improved by 8%, but Minnesota dropped by 2%. Montana dropped by 5%. North Dakota was down by 2%. South Dakota dropped by 1%. And Washington dropped by 6%. Overall, this continues to show a crop that is deteriorating in the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt, and one that is continuing to see at least steady conditions through the Corn Belt.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.